Nolte, Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams lied. Democrat run Atlanta died. By John Nolte on April 6, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden barely walked away with Georgia's electoral votes in 2020. Stacey Abrams nearly won the state's 2018 gubernatorial race. Both would like to win Georgia in coming elections, and now both, due to their shameless and deliberate lies, have screwed Georgia and its citizens out of Major League Baseball's MLB All-Star Game, which was set to generate at least $100 million. The irony, however, is that it is the Democrat-run city of Atlanta that's going to take the $100 million wipeout in the neck. That's going to lose all that money, money that could have done tremendous good in a city ravaged by the pandemic. Well, thanks to the Democrat voters of Atlanta, their own city has just been hit with a second pandemic. A pandemic of lies that wiped $100 million in revenue and spending right off the table. All those jobs. All those customers for struggling small businesses. Well, all I can say is LOL. Atlanta has not had a Republican mayor in nearly 150 years. Atlanta also helped put Biden in the White House. And Atlanta is where Abrams' power base lies. Yes, the Democrat morons of Atlanta helped to create these two monsters, and now the Democrat morons of Atlanta are reaping what they sowed. Did I mention LOL? This $100 million massacre is the result of only one thing. Atlanta's idiot Democrats empowering Biden and Abrams, two shameless racial arsonists and liars. Georgia passed a perfectly reasonable voter integrity bill that, in many ways, expanded the opportunity to vote. At the same time, it instituted vital safeguards, such as voter ID, something popular with 70% of the American people, including Black Americans. But these two racial demagogues and serial liars lied and lied and lied and lied about this bill. They claim it cut early voting hours, lie. They claim water could not be given to people waiting in line to vote, lie. They claim it restricted absentee voting, lie. And now it's all backfired right in Democrat-run Atlanta's stupid face. The racial arsonists intimidated the panty waists and Nancy boys in corporate America, and then MLB picked up and moved its All-Star game to Boulder, Colorado. A state that also requires voter ID, a state with fewer early voting days. And all I can say is LOL. Oh, and now that it's too late, Joe Biden, the racial demagogue who, just like Abrams, called Georgia's new law Jim Crow, even though Biden's home state of Delaware has even more restrictive voting laws, and said he would back an all-star boycott, is blaming others for his wicked handiwork. He was not dictating for what Major League Baseball should do. That they should. Dictating they should move the All-Star game, White House Press Secretary Lyon Ginger said on Monday. That was their decision, they made that decision. And as he stated earlier, he certainly supports that. Yeah, because Jim Crow on steroids really gave the MLB a choice. And guess who the other racial arsonist is now expressing regret over the Democrat-run city of Atlanta losing a much-needed $100 million? Governor in her own twisted mind Stacey Abrams. Like many Georgians, I am disappointed that the MLB is relocating the All-Star game. As I have stated, I respect all boycotts, although I do not want to see Georgia's families hurt by lost events or jobs. Too late, sweetheart, your demagoguery and straight-up lies just wiped out $100 million for your own Democrats in Atlanta. And her statement is also a lie. Georgians were not hurt by this. The people of Atlanta were hurt by this, and that's what makes the irony of it all so delicious. You morons in Atlanta got exactly what you voted for. Lies and racial arson, and now you're out $100 million, and all I can say is LOL. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.